we did two studies. The first study had a sample of 274 students that we got their Facebook profiles. We then, 6 months after the study, we did a follow-up study. We tracked those Facebook users, and we got some of them to give us their supervisor contact information. We then gave their supervisors a performance evaluation so that we could assess their performance, and found that they predicted their performance better than those self-ratings of personality.
There are certain activities that seem to be just a definite no-no to put on a Facebook profile, things like drinking or partying. Your research found that that's not necessarily going to backfire against an applicant.
One of the indicators of extroversion that we found was the number of Facebook friends that somebody had, which means that if someone is more social, is more outgoing, they're generally going to have more friends. And that might be something that a rater might take in along with pictures and those types of things to form an impression of how extroverted somebody is.
Knowing the results of this study, then, can't someone just fake their profile?
It would be take probably more effort to fake the Facebook profile than it would be the self-report personality test, because you would have to find twice as many people to become your friends. You would have to take pictures of you doing social things, or with the other traits of you doing things that show that you're open to new types of experiences, that you're more adventurous. You would have to have people in the conspiracy of having a conversation back and forth to misrepresent you, and then that profile would be basically useless for you to use in the way that most people use it.
How did you decide who would rate these profiles?
We wanted raters that were Facebook savvy and that understood the information that's there on Facebook. A lot of the evaluations, they're done by different people with different things that they think would be disqualifying. So we want people that understood that the context of Facebook, and that people are social, that people drink. They're not engaging in that behavior on the job, so it may not harm their job performance at all. It may be very irrelevant information.
There are certain things job seekers can find on an applicant's Facebook profile that would be illegal to ask in an interview.
I like to say basically everything that is not legal to ask in a job interview, you can find on Facebook. So things about gender, your family situation, your age, your race, your sexual orientation, so forth and so on. Companies have been a little bit more savvy about using the information, but it's still pretty, widely done out there. The concerns that a lot of HR departments are at legal risk and need to be very careful in using the information, and that one study is not enough evidence to justify the kind of screenings that some companies are using right now.